Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dr. Seely, welcome, and thank you for saving my butt.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm sorry you had trouble reaching me. Yeah, I hope everyone is behaving and following all the hot weather rules today, for crying out loud.
Absolutely. 101 degrees in the shade out there. So what do you say when people ask you on, and we're wired to react to the weather. We look out the window and
right.
We assume that what's happening in our backyard is happening everywhere, when in fact, you know, it's impossible to really understand what's happening all across the planet. But when people say, hey, this hot weather, is it the result of climate change? Is it natural variability? Is a warmer climate kind of juicing these air masses? What do you tell people when that question comes up?
Well, I tell people that because of our influence on the Earth climate system and really a profound altering effect on both the landscape and the composition of its atmosphere, that we've stacked the deck, and we've stacked the deck not only to give us in the mid to high latitude positions on this planet higher temperatures, but all these other attributes as well. So although we might not be able to solely say that today's record high was driven by climate change certainly had a role in it. And so it's a feature that I think we're going to continue to see. We've done all the statistical studies going back in history, and we've seen the frequencies of these things increase in our lifetime, as well as the mean values. You know, we look at both the mean values, which we average every three decades, and we've also looked at the frequencies of extremes. And we see significant signals in both of those dimensions, Paul, as you well know.
So if the climate was holding steady, you would expect the same number of, roughly the same number of record highs versus record lows. My understanding is that the ratio, the percentage of record highs is now considerably more than the percentage of record lows. Is that your understanding?
Oh, yes, and there's geography to it, especially in the mid to high latitudes. So the further away from the equator you get, especially in the northern hemisphere, the more skewed that is, so that you're seeing the frequency of high overnight minimum temperatures and record high daytime maximum temperatures outnumber the frequency of cold daytime temperatures and cold overnight record low temperatures by a huge margin. It's like 3-1 or 4-1 or something like that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And again, if we were in a stable climate, one that isn't warming or cooling overall, one would expect that ratio to be closer to 1-1. So let me ask you this. And summer is when we experience, I think, more of the symptoms of a warming planet, when that weather weirding kicks in. The floods that we've had since the dawn of time are often much worse. The wildfires last longer, burn hotter, burn longer, smoke thousands of miles downwind. Hurricanes often, increasingly, intensify right before landfall. And so we're seeing that in the data because of warmer ocean water, which fuels these storms. But
right.
Climate aside, just based on the models, what you're looking at, to me, it seems like it's going to be a hotter than average summer for Minnesota, but we're going to be let off easy compared to much of the rest of the nation. I think it's going to be worse just south of Minnesota. Is that what you're looking at? What is your assessment
yes.
for the next couple
yeah,
of months
I,
and the
I,
impact on ag?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, Paul. In fact, I wrote about this in last week's Minnesota Weather Talk blog. I think not only do we have geography in play this summer, the states south of us are going to be baking, I think, this summer. We're going to be relatively warmer than normal. I agree with you 100%. The rest of the summer, this pattern we saw where we were dominated by cooler than normal temperatures the first 4 months of this year, and then it started to shift in May, and then this month it's abruptly shifted. It has abruptly shifted, and I think we're going to stay predominantly warmer than normal till we get into the fall season. But mostly, the geography of that says mostly in southern Minnesota. I think we're still going to have more excursions of cooler air mass across the northern part of the state. It's still going to be the respite for those that plan a vacation there in July and August. Don't change your plans, because if you want to get away from the southern Minnesota heat, that's the place to go in July and August, and I think that'll probably be in play this summer. But then, like you said, all the geography south of us, holy smokes, they're really looking like they're going to be in the heart of the extra warm temperatures the rest of this summer.
When I hear this hot bias, I think drought, and hopefully we don't have a rerun of last year. We made up for the drought during the winter months and spring months, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think the state is in a pretty good shape when it comes to lake water levels, when it comes to soil moisture. Farmers, at least right now, have adequate moisture to work with. Are you concerned that we could be drying out as we head into August, which we see many summers, right?
Oh, yes, I am, we could say that most agricultural soils in the state hold adequate amounts of stored soil moisture for the crops to grow this year. We all know that with hot growing conditions and the massive water use by our crops, that in the absence of precipitation as we migrate into July and August, that we can suddenly get into a drought situation where the roots no longer are exploring a wet or surplus root zone, and it's all dried out, and then we'll see wilted crops. So we're still vulnerable to that, especially so with the late planting we had. We got off to one of the latest starts in recent memory this year, too. So the crops are, they not only need plenty of moisture and heat, the heat will help them catch up a little bit. But I think it's a legitimate concern for the balance of the summer. And so we'll see. In fact, these warm nights where we have the high dew points, Paul, you and I have talked mm-hmm. about this in the past. Okay, all crops respire. They burn up energy at night when you have high nighttime temperatures. So all the photosynthesis and accumulation they make to produce good yield during the daylit conditions, they expire some of that energy at night, and it gets very elevated when you have these warm nights where the low temperature only goes down to 77 or 78 degrees like it did last night. So that diminishes the yield potential when you have this continuous warmth that also gives you warm nights.
Mark, every time I chat with you, I learn something new, and hopefully our listeners feel the same way. I so appreciate you, and wish you continued success. How many grandkids do you have now?
We have four. Four. The youngest of which came to us on May 25th, so we got a little one. But, hey, let me say something, if I may. Do I have just 10 seconds to say something?
Absolutely.
I know you're going off the air on the 3-6 slot this week, and I'm sure I'm in the same ballpark as a lot of other listeners. What I want to say is, we're not just going to miss you, and I'm not going to miss you strictly for your weather and your interesting information you share. Boy, oh boy, I'm going to miss your personality. I'm going to miss your citizenship. I'm going to miss your passion for science. I'm going to miss your passion for community. And by golly, I hope that you will realize a lot of us are going to miss that, Paul. So we wish you all the best, but you've just done a great job with that all your time on the air.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you, Mark, for saying that. I do appreciate that. Hey, I have no regrets. It's been a great 5 years. And working with Jor, you know, the pandemic, leukemia, insurrections, it's been a gong show. It's been an interesting time to be alive and a very interesting time to be co-hosting a radio show. But I'm ready for what comes next. I'm still going to be doing weather and here on CCO and focusing on my weather company. And you and I will have a little more time to grab lunch. Dr. Mark Seeley, thank you.
That sounds good. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.